Hi guys! Welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. So, are you guys enjoying Starfield? I know I am. Okay, so here's my impressions of the game. Okay, so I'm not playing it a lot because I'm doing more exploring than the main quest. The main quest actually has me. Like, I'm intrigued to see where this game goes. Now, the game is beautiful. And mind you, I'm on a Series S. It runs really well. And a lot of people are talking about bugs and stuff like that, but I think that you can only see that if you seek it out. If you seek out bugs, I'm about like 10 hours in, and yes, it is a long intro. It's long, but this is what people was forgetting, and I'm talking about the reviewers and stuff like that. Alright, I understand why it's a long of an intro. It's because it's a huge learning curve. It's huge. You have to know how to, you know, work out where to go out on the planet. You have to learn how to inventory your, to use the inventory. You have to learn how to sell and buy things. You have to learn how to modify and all of that. It's a huge learning curve. So what they did was, like, within those first 10 to 15 hours, which again is too long in my humble opinion, is to get you used to how it's working and used, because it's not streamlined. This game, I haven't played Fallout 4. I haven't played Fallout 3. I played Las Vegas, and I think that's 3, part of that era. That was fun. This is a Fallout game. This is not a Skyrim game. It's more of a Fallout game. And it's interesting, the scanning. But, like I said, a lot of people didn't care. They said that the game really opens up after like Game Plus and stuff like that, which I believe is true. But in my humble opinion, I think the game story is really captivating. It's fun. So right now, at the time of this recording, it's being reported that they have a million concurrent people that are playing this game, which is amazing. I think it's going to get bigger. I think that when the mods have kind of got their hands on it, but like when they really get into it, I think that they're going to make this game even better. Now, I'm enjoying it. I'm a little bit mad at y'all because y'all could have wrote in and told me about some things. You remember, guys, I stepped away from Game Pass. I got Game Pass again and then I played Sea of Stars, which is fun. That's a fun game. But I said all that to say this. I don't know why in the hell Sony is not doing what Game Pass is doing. Game Pass have so many fucking games. So many games. Just games galore. I'm glad because like I said, I'm glad that I'm paying for Game Pass to play Starfield. It's actually quite purchasable, you know. If I didn't have Game Pass, I would have bought this game. And I do like it. I think that the main story is captivating. I think that if you've never played Fallout, because there are, you know, it's a Bethesda style game. It's just, they have their own, but if you played one, you kind of played all of them. Like, and another thing, this game is huge. This game is huge. When I went to my first planet, Crete, I think it was, why did I want to stay there? But, and that was just to explore, you know? God, I remember that first pirate, I was like, do you want to come on here? You want to come on? Spoilers alert. But you probably, guys have probably played it. But I was like, hell no, you ain't coming on my ship. And I'm going with that artifact. Yeah. But it's like I said, it's good storytelling. So, if you have Game Pass, I'm sure you guys have downloaded it. My recommendation to you is take it easy and don't be too hard on yourself. There's a learning curve. And even when it seems like it's a bit overwhelming, just go slow. You don't need to rush through this game. Because I know I'm not rushing through it. I'm actually in it just to explore. Because I want to know what this game world has to offer. And then they, now, that being said, Baldur's Gate 3 on a PS5. They're saying that they have some major split screen issues of its own. Which, I told y'all this. I told y'all this. And y'all think that I'm coming. Y'all think that I'm coming for the PlayStation 5. I'm not. The reason why I keep bringing this up is because every time I hear or read about a story about Starfield, it's usually these fanboys that running up in there and, like, you know, they are trying to minimize this game. But here's my thing. Oh, we're gonna talk about Starfield again, because I gotta circle back around about that motherfucker that actually went on a rant. But here's my thing. For the PlayStation 5 fanboys, y'all have Baldur's Gate 3. And I don't think that Baldur's Gate 3 is selling. I don't think that it's selling. I believe that... Can we talk? I think Baldur's Gate 3 it's only going to come up on a sale. I would not be surprised if this sale, if this game don't go on sale really soon. I would not be surprised. I just want to, hold on, before we go into, I'm going to circle back around. I don't want to lose you guys. Let's talk about this dude. This man went on a rant because in Starfield, they have pronouns. Like, I don't, what the hell is wrong with you guys? What is so offensive about pronouns? It's like, it's the simplest things that some people just get very upset about. This man went on a whole freaking whole freaking rant about why are y'all, you know, talking about pronouns and why is this? I was like, girl, you know what you can do? You can click past that and move on. Move on. It is not that serious. But hey. So what were we talking about? Oh, we was trying to figure out it just opened up and stuff like that. People are saying Baldur's Gate out is out now. Euro gamers saying that Baldur's Gate 3 is PS5 or PS5 is effectively the PC version that Archer's bullshit. No, it's not. I've seen it, and it's not a good... It's decent. I would say it's on high. It's definitely not on Ultra. It's not on Ultra. Ultra on the PC is running at 60 frames per second. The PlayStation 5 struggles at 30. But I said all that again, circle back around. I said all that is like, dude, y'all just need to. Y'all just need to, go play this game. And stop worrying about Starfield. It looks good. I'm happy for it. Reviews. So. It's I'm reviewing well. The PlayStation 96 on the PC? Oh, that's on a PlayStation 5. glad. I'm happy to see that. So now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Nintendo. Apparently, it is being reported that that they have been showing off the next Nintendo system. This was at Gamescom, and they're saying that it's looking a bit like the PS5 and the Xbox Series X potentially. We don't know. We won't know until we won't know about this game and how it looks until Nintendo say what it is. Everyone is like excited to see what this system is and what it has to offer. They're saying that I think, and this is just my personal thing, they're talking about it has 12 gigabytes of RAM. I think at max it probably be on the same playing field or a little bit above the Series S. I don't think that we're getting a PS5 or an Xbox Series X spec out Nintendo console. I think it's going to be a little bit higher than the S. And here's the thing, Nintendo, y'all can make that simple. Y'all can really make it as simple as the Series S is. I'm excited to see the era of easy flying is over. Sorry guys, let me see something real quick. I'm gonna look it up because I wanna because now the floodgates are running out. Everybody's on the, so they're saying that Eurogamer and VGC reported that the Matrix Awakening Unreal Engine 5 tech demo was running on Nintendo's next system. And the site said that it's using NVIDIA AI powered DLSS upscaling technology along with ray tracing, with visuals comparable to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series consoles. They said that there was a beefed up version of Breath of the Wild that was being shown. Now y'all know y'all got, they got backwards compatibility with the Switch. Again, we don't know how it is, but we got, you know, the Ally, and we also have the Steam Deck player and stuff like that. So the possibility of having this stuff is attainable. But you know Nintendo, they're all about efficiency. They want to make sure that these games, even if they take a huge hit, but you got to be able to be efficient with the battery. If it's a mobile game, because it might not be mobile. It's what everyone is hoping that it is, but it might not be mobile. Um, they're saying that it's, and when they first game they was talking about that, like, you know, that made them think about PS5 was that Square Enix was showing a bit of Final Fantasy 7. As is. Square Enix has no plans to make a Final Fantasy 14 free to play. I don't know why not. I do want to play that game. I wish they did make it free to play. They said, I believe the free trial will continue to be expanded, but we have no plans to make the game itself free at the moment. It'll get there eventually. Since a huge amount of time and money has been invested in the expansion packages, the revenue from sales of the expansion packages itself is still very important in order to continue to make expansions like Dawn Trail on its scales. We would like to constantly aim for the best on the business side, as well as continue to make a lot of content to be enjoyed. Final Fantasy XIV currently offers players a ton of content for in its free trials, letting players play until they reach level 60. Did they ever fix that? That free trial thing? Because I don't think I applied. I tried to do that and it didn't work out for me. Well, guys, it's back to Starfield. Because I'm trying to get this out the way, because I want to play the Lies of P when that release, which is gonna be on Game Pass. Hello. So I guess that's it. Gosh, that went quick. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay. There is... what is his name? David? Daniel? Daniel? Danny Madison. He played in that 70s show, the one with the afro and everything. That dude has just been sentenced to 30 years in prison for raping two women. Dick. Once again, what's it saying? Y'all remember Topher Grace? He Topher Grace. Okay. I mean, that motherfucker belongs under the prison. Good riddance to bad rubbish. And I'm talking about Danny Madison. But guys, y'all remember when that show kind of, like, you know, fell apart? I remember. because I kind of watched it on and off, but like, you know, when the whole theme, this is with Topher. Topher left because he wanted to branch out. It was at the same time that Ashton Kutcher was there, which, mind you, he's still tied to that series. And would you look back at all of this shit now, you are really starting to understand that Topher, who was perceived to be the dick, the asshole of the series, I don't think that he was, I think he was being a little bit of, I wouldn't say a diva, but I think that what he wanted to do was he did not want to be pigeonholed. I think he wanted to expand on his skills. Trust me, there isn't a lot there. But I think he wanted to break from that character. And it's weird, now that you see how all of these people, like, you know, the stars of that show were really kind of assholes. Except for him. All he wanted to do was just, like, you know, just to break from that character. And when he did, it was at the same time that Ashton Kutcher kind of broke away. Ashton Kutcher, to this day, he still got, you know, to this day, he still got lucky. Like, I don't think he had range in the beginning. I don't think he has range now. Mila Kunitz, she's still doing Family Guy. It's like they don't have range. And the one who does, unfortunately, is Topher. But I'm saying all this shit because I really don't. Like I said, Danny, dude. Well, you'll be. Because when he was getting sentenced, they discovered that the letters who was in support of him, Mila Kunitz and what the hell is up, Ashton Kutcher? They wrote a letter saying that this dude is a role model and an exceptional character and stuff like that. Like, y'all had to know that there was something going on with this man. Why would y'all be writing in support of him? That motherfucking dude just an asshole for doing that to them women, and try to get away from that shit. But you want to know something? We're switching subjects. But you want to know who's a dick? DJ Envy. DJ Envy. I'm trying to find this recording. I'm already pissed off with the Breakfast Club because they got Jess Hilarious on there. But DJ Envy is a dick. Tyrese went on the show, do a little promotion, and to talk about what's going on with him and whatnot. Hold on.
You were? How convenient. I stepped back.
Here it is.
I never stepped back from you.
It's right, but I never talked to your wife in a disrespectful manner, and you talked to mine in a disrespectful manner, and I never told nobody that. You can say you were on those psych meds, and you can say that you weren't.
You mean?
But as a man, some of the things that you said, Tyrese, deserved me to box your mouth. And I didn't. No.
Let's
No, we were talking because this is something that I never wanted to say. And since he wants to be, well, why envy? I'm telling him why. You said disrespectful shit to my wife.
What do you say?
It's neither here nor there. To the point where, well, my wife doesn't call you back anymore. And to the point when you started talking to psych meds, me and my wife had a conversation. She said, well, maybe Tyrese was on those medicines when he said. But if you ever text me and my wife, you can't text me because I just unblocked you probably about a month ago when me and Charlamagne was talking and he told me that you were on the psych meds and this is what it was. That's what made me unblock you. So that was the reason why I stopped talking to you and would not reach out to you anymore.
You know what, DJ Envy? You're a pussy. Yeah, I'm going at your fucking goddamn head. You are a bitch. Number one, through all that shit, because prior to that, he was like, you know, he was praising, and I'm talking about this is within the same fucking conversation y'all just heard. He was praising Tyrese for stepping up, because y'all remember when DJ Envy cheated on his wife. So Tyrese reached out and said that, you know, okay, let's just watch this. Okay, here it is.
Do you appreciate what Tyrese did for you?
Of course.
Okay, just making sure.
I'll explain.
Yeah.
Alright. I was going through a hard time. Mm-hmm. Cheated on my wife. Mm-hmm. My wife wanted to get a divorce. Oh. Charlamagne talked me into apologizing on the radio and calling her live.
That was not Charlamagne.
Lawrence, what the hell? Why would you ever?
That didn't happen.
Bad idea. What? But it was a good idea. I'm going to tell you why. Bad idea because I put my business on the radio.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Tyrese happened to be in town and heard some of the things that were going on. So Tyrese called to check on me and see what was going on. I was going through it. And instead of just checking to keep it moving, he stayed on top of it. To the point where he became the therapist.
Yeah.
The mediator.
Right.
The person in between.
Right. The reason that you are with your wife today. Right. Still.
Part of that reason. Yeah. Correct. Absolutely. Tyrese called and said, hey, this is what I want you to do. Get a dinner. Book a private room at your house. I'm going to be there. You and your wife have a dinner, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to sing Stay, which is my favorite Tyrese song.
Oh, classic record. Oh, my God.
Classic record. Right? And he had a violinist, and he came.
Oh,
and
my God.
And he sang Stay, and, you know, he sat down there with us for dinner and spoke to us and guided us through, as far as he could, our relationship, and you know, we had to go through other steps.
And with all of that
He did all that shit. And when Tyrese was going through his episode, you know, he was saying some outlandish things. But here's the thing that makes DJ Envy a bitch. We, as the listeners and the consumers of this content that they're throwing out, we never knew anything about this shit. We didn't know nothing about this. I hadn't heard anything in regards to this this beef that he had with his wife and stuff like that. I hear none of this shit. So he gets on the he goes and visit them, trying to do some promotion. And he tells this man that he was going to fight him because he said some outlandish shit to his wife. And like Charlamagne said, okay, and everybody is wanting to know, like, what the fuck did he say? What did he say? Because now you are including all of us into this because we didn't know nothing about this. You could have explained to Tyrese off the off camera and explain that this is why me and you are not talking or why I went dark for that moment and whatnot. But the way how you addressed this was incredible. I mean, it was very unprofessional. How are you going to threaten one of your guests? Like, I swear to God, it's just, it's like that show has, it's, that show has always been problematic, but it just seems like they're rushing to get to the fucking basement with that show. And Charlamagne, in his special little way, he was trying to instigate along the, it was like, dude, what are y'all doing? I hate that they have Just Hilarious on that show. The bitch can barely read. So DJ Envy, you need to be slapped. I thought Tyrese was like the bigger man right then and there. Because how you gonna invite someone to your show and say something like that? Had it been somebody else, they probably would have ran up on him. When those other guys run up on them, they'd be quiet as a motherfucking mouse. Quiet. Talking about, and stop going to war for all these goddamn things. Like, man, listen, that shit is pillow talk. Keep it there. Keep it there. Blueface and Krishan Rock, right? Oh, I feel so bad for her. She had a baby, y'all. She had a baby boy. Cute little thing. But here's the thing. Blueface runs to the motherfucking internet, guys. He runs off to the fucking internet. And, you know, talking about, let me see if I can, because I really don't like this nigga. I really, really, really don't like him. I think he's a clown. But from what I gather is Blueface is jealous of the success of Krishan Rock. Listen to this son of a bitch.
Oh, and I think about it, the baby ain't got my name. I ain't signed no paper. She had the baby in Baltimore. It's out of California, so there's no. I'm a schoolyard. I'm good. Dead homie. Oh, the dead homies. The bitch planned it out so much for herself, selfishly inclined, that she didn't even take into consideration the laws.
That nigga is in fucking sane. Like, there is something wrong with that man. What is that he saying? Oh no, that's when he was at the club. Oh, this is what this nigga was talking about. Hold on. Hear this. I want y'all to hear this. I didn't care about this man, but this made me really hate him. And his mammy going around talking about their cousin. But that's a whole nother damn story. Listen to this punk ass motherfucker.
I hate that I have to speak up, but I have to speak up. Krishan Rock is a fucking genius.
I'm not gonna take that from her. I'm gonna tell you why she's a genius. Because she knows how to manipulate. So she manipulated me to thinking that she was all about me because she was out of desperation, right? So that's why when she got into a position, she kind of tried to discredit everything I did, right? Granted, all right? Because I was confused. I'm like, damn, you used to say so much great things about me now. I'm responsible for everything but your success. I'm responsible from verbal abuse, financial abuse, this, that. But when it comes to your success, I have nothing to do with it. Okay, that's strange. But the pregnancy is what really made me realize, because I had two kids. I've been into labor rooms. When someone is in labor, it's cool. It's out of the blue. No female is planning to go in labor, right? I have two kids. I know this. You can't tell me
this
otherwise.
This dude is stupid.
Krishan planned her labor. She didn't coincidentally go to Baltimore and her water broke and she just went somewhere and had the baby. You know how I know this? Because
yeah, I hear someone in the background snoring.
Certain hospitals don't let you film because of their own rules and, you know, whatever they got going on. Krishan went to a place prior when she was on Baddies in Baltimore. She found a place prior that she could record this birth at. So, stay with me. It's all attention based. Krishan has done everything up to this far for attention. She's manipulating all of us. And the only reason I'm now waking up and realizing it because I have kids, so I know how this situation goes. So now that two and two aren't going together, it makes sense.
That nigga, that Krishan, okay, we're talking like adults here. Krishan, that had to have been a dick. It had to have been a dick, girl. And you're not... And I'm not saying that Krishan is the angel here. She's not. I mean, like, the girl was going goo goo gaga over the top for this man. Like, girl, are you fucking... But this is what you call fucking with a bum-ass nigga who have good dick. Just good dick. Dumb as a bag of rocks. That man is dumb. Blueface, your career is only going to survive with Krishan Rock. You are the rapper. You are the rapper. But Krishan Rock is the one who's pulling everybody's attention. And yes, it was by some stupid antics, her being wild and silly and stuff like that. Nice snap back on the body, honey. But your career is dwindling. And the only reason why you're doing these antics is because you know that Krishan Rock is about to leave you. Girl, that video that young woman put out. Girl, she was holding her baby. And she was just talking about, like, you know, she's about to leave that trauma. She's about to leave that trauma money. She said she's going to make it on her. She was like, girl, what she said. Girl, I'm about to get emotional. Girl, she was like, she was looking at her baby and she was like, it's just me and you. Like, there are plenty of people that I know who said things like that? You know, that came to that realization, like, it's me and you. Like, I can't, you know, I can't depend on him. He's traumatic. He's drama with him and his baby mama and everything and stuff like that. Because clearly that's where he wants to be. He wants to be with that other woman. And that's, and she had come to that realization after she was like, listen, I gotta do this for my baby. He's mad that he wasn't invited to the birth. He's angry that the child's name has nothing to do with him. Has nothing to do with him. Dude, you are a bum ass man. You are just horrible. And again, I am not screaming that Krishan was an angel here. She wasn't. But I'm so glad that she's realizing that now. Like, and I kind of figured that. I was like, when she had a boy, when it was announced that she was having a boy, I said all of that energy that she was putting into him is going to go into that boy, going to go into her son. Because her son is going to love her back, unlike Blueface. Blueface never loved that girl. Blueface was using her for clout. And he got it. He got it. And this is going to grow into a bigger saga. I know it is. But I hope that she, like, you know, move past this stuff. I hope she gets away. Stay away from that man. Just stay away from, get your money up. And stay away from him. Because if she continues to stay away from him, he's going to fall into obscurity. Where you clearly belong. Guys, go watch The Little Mermaid on Disney Plus. It's really good. But y'all know that before. And that motherfucker, Vivek Ramaswamy? Whew, baby, what I tell y'all, but that man was a crook. That man is a crook. I don't even understand, how is he getting, whew. Y'all leave that man alone. Don't y'all vote for that man. Okay, guys, I guess that's it. And those were your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.